Okay, imagine walking 1,000 miles across the state of Florida. Well, four people have done just that, and today marks the end of their journey. They are members of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition, and they've gone from the tip of the Everglades to the Okefenokee Swamp. They've got calluses and legs hardened by 3 months of hiking through sawgrass and piney woods. They risk their lives walking across two interstates. But that might have been the easy part. As Steve Newborn of member station WUSF reports, their next goal is creating a continuous corridor for wildlife running the length of the state.
On a recent morning at Hopkins Prairie Campground, deep in the Ocala National Forest, the day is greeted with the sounds of sandhill cranes taking flight. As the sun rises through the fog, Carlton Ward Jr. takes it all in.
I try not to miss a sunrise if I can help it.
Ward, the expedition leader, has his camera and is trying to get just that right shot.
It's very, very rewarding and very frustrating at the same time, because in order to capture the essence of some of these places, it takes more than the few hours we have passing through. So I am getting a few good photographs. I'm also getting a pretty long list of places I want to revisit.
The team has seen a lot in the past few months. Ward recalls slogging for days through the heart of the Everglades on kayak.
We pushed on into the night, so we had about 2 hours in the dark following the line, kind of flying by instruments on the GPS. And I mean, I ran over two alligators that nearly threw me out of my kayak, and you couldn't quite tell what was coming around each corner.
Development in Florida is squeezing wildlife into narrower and narrower ribbons of green space. Wildlife corridors have been proposed for states as different as California and New Jersey. There's even a transnational one planned to stretch from Yukon to Yellowstone. But do they really help to heal fragmented landscapes? Paul Beyer is a conservation biologist at Northern Arizona University.
All the study that's been done so far has been typically at very small scales and only looking at very short-term animal movement. What's yet to be known is whether the longer corridors on the scale of miles will, over the long term, promote gene flow and allow things like animals to recolonize areas.
What may be more practical, Beyer says, is a system of shorter connections. They would allow wildlife to roam between parks and natural areas. Back at the lake in Ocala National Forest, Ward says half the battle is just educating Floridians on the ranches, swamps, and beauty of natural Florida.
We have nearly 19 million people. Most of those people are living along the coastlines. Two-thirds of those people weren't born in Florida. And so there's not necessarily a sense of place or a sense of identity that relates to interior Florida. At the same time, most of our water, wildlife, and food come from this interior area. So it has tremendous importance to everyone living out along the coast, but in many ways it's still terra incognita in their minds.
He says publicizing that unknown land in the minds of the state's movers and shakers is their next mission. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.